I mean, in terms of the types of activist type hacking, I mean, that we've seen in Brazil recently, do you think that it might make people on the street perhaps realize that there is a lot of information out there that they're not necessarily aware of, and that perhaps the government doesn't want them to be aware of, and perhaps some of the activist hackers are actually doing a good job in throwing a spotlight on some of this?
Fascinating question. I think that opens up a whole other debate also on, you know, the question of privacy and what are people's views on privacy as we move forward. I would actually say that I think it really depends on your age and your generation. So if we think back to what happened with WikiLeaks, a lot of that seems to have gone very quiet now. And if we think of how much press coverage it got initially, it has gone very quiet and we don't see much of it. And I'm sure the damage is still taking place because of how much information was actually leaked. So I think that the individual on the street does realize, or is beginning to realize, how much information is held or could potentially be leaked on the internet. But I guess the question is does that really concern them anymore? And what I tend to see with my clients is, depending on the generation and depending on if they grew up with the internet or not, their views on privacy and the level of concern about it tends to differ significantly.
Okay, and so then, I mean, I suppose finally, just to summarize it, it was a bit embarrassing for the government in Brazil last week because even the president's own website was taken down, and a number of ministries were also taken down as well. So it seems remarkably easy to take down these websites that are supposedly protected by government security departments and the like. So. If you were suggesting, what would the next steps be for the government to actually prevent a similar type of attack taking place? What do you think that they should be doing?
Well, I think that without a doubt, some of the more basic and some of the more traditional security measures that should be in place at any organization, generally speaking, can help protect most organizations. So probably what is needed now is fairly comprehensive review of those different websites to look at both the technical aspects, the process aspects, and the people aspects to really understand if the measures that have been put in place are effective. But information security and the basic tenets and the basic aspects of information security, if they're implemented correctly, should be able to protect against the most most of the attacks. Sure, if there's a very specific, very advanced attack that is targeting an organization or an individual, then, as we've seen, even some of the biggest and best organizations in the world will still struggle to defend themselves. But probably what is needed now is more management support. So I would actually suggest that in those organizations that suffered attacks in Brazil over the last couple of weeks, the business leaders or the government leaders should be challenging their information security team, saying, look, you know, have you done this? Do you have the right level of authority? Do you have the right people? Do you have the right technologies in place? So there's a lot of probing questions and reviews that will need to take place over the next couple of weeks.